弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
Tonight's passage will be taken from Mark chapter 15.
今晚的信息取自于马可福音第十五章
verse 33 to 39.
第三十三节到第三十九节。
Let me read once through in English. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon,Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And when some of those standing near heard this, they said, Listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said.With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, Surely this man was the Son of God.
十五章第三十三节，从五阵到伸出，遍地都黑暗了。伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说：“以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴哥大尼！”翻出来就是“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”旁边站着的人有的听见就说：“看啊，他叫以利亚呢。”有一个人跑去把海蓉沾满了醋绑在苇子上送给他喝，说：“且等着，看以利亚来不来把他取下。”耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。店里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样喊叫断气，就说：“这人真是神的儿子。”
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you that even though in such time of darkness, we know.That Lord, you are with us. That wherever we are, Lord, your spirit be with us. And because of this, we are united as one. Lord, we ask that Lord, your spirit continue to move us so that we may know you and know how to live a Christ-like life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, I want to start with a prophecy.
今晚我想以一个预言作为开始。
It's a story that is found in Malachi.
是在马拉基书中的一个故事。
Looking at the Bible, Malachi chapter 3 verse 1, it says, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me.
在第三章第一节里说到，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。
And you see that this verse is quoted in Mark right at the beginning where the gospel begins.
你也看到这和马可福音的开始是一样的。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 2, it says, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way.
马可福音第一章第二节说到，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路。
And then we see John the Baptist appearing in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
我们再看到施洗约翰在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
In Malachi, they call this messenger the prophet Elijah.
在马拉基书里，他们称这个使者为先知以利亚。
In chapter 4, verse 5, he says, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
在第四章第五节说到，看啊，耶和华大而可畏之日末到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
This means that before the Lord comes, Elijah will come first.
这也就是说，在那个耶和华来的时候，来之前，以利亚必先来。
And Elijah will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, the hearts of the children to their parents.
以利亚必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
Otherwise, the Lord himself will come and will strike the land with total destruction.
免得耶和华来诅咒遍地。
Turning the hearts means repentance.
使心转向意味着悔改。
We know that John the Baptist is Elijah.
我们知道施洗约翰也就是以利亚。
Because John the Baptist fulfilled his ministry through the baptism of repentance at River Jordan.
因为他通过他在约旦河悔改的洗礼完成了他的使命。
Now, if you were to just look at Malachi's prophecy alone,
如果你单单读马拉基书的预言,
you might have an impression that, oh, the moment when Elijah comes, all the evildoers will be decimated.
你可能会有一个印象, 那就是只要以利亚的到来, 所有的恶人都会被除掉。
And then from then on, we will have eternal peace on earth.
过后我们将拥有永恒的和平。
And maybe a lot of the Jews at Jesus' time feels the same way.
也可能许多的犹太人在耶稣的时代的时候, 他们也有同样的感觉。
But in the Gospel of Mark, we were told that this messenger, John the Baptist, he will be imprisoned and eventually killed.
但是在马可福音中, 我们知道这使者被囚禁, 并最终被杀。
John the Baptist was beheaded by King Herod.
施洗约翰被希律王斩首。
And so this is a twist that nobody expected.
这是一个令人出乎意料的转折。
John the Baptist as the prophet Elijah was hinted by Jesus to the apostles.
耶稣指向门徒暗示施洗约翰是先知以利亚的身份。
Even though when he said it, I think the apostles did not understand him.
就算他跟他们说, 但是他们也并不真正的明白。
Let us look at the Bible, Mark chapter 9.
我们来看马可福音第九章。
It says here that the apostles asked him, why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?
第11节说到, 那些门徒问耶稣说, 温室为什么说以利亚必须先来?
Because they must be referring to Malachi's prophecy.
他们一定是在指那个马拉基的那个预言。
And so Jesus tells them, to be sure, Elijah must come first, and he will restore all things.
耶稣接着说, 以利亚固然先来, 复兴万事。
Referring to his ministry of baptism of repentance.
是来指他的那个悔改的使命。
But then Jesus didn't want to just focus on the coming of Elijah and the restoring of Elijah.
但是耶稣不想把注意力专注在那个以利亚的来到。
He wants to talk about suffering.
他想谈到那个苦难。
So Jesus asked them, why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected?
所以耶稣告诉他们为什么说到说那个人子需要受许多苦而且被人轻慢呢?
Then this is where Jesus hinted to them that John the Baptist is Elijah.
就是在这里耶稣就暗示跟门徒暗示说 那个施洗约翰也就是那个
Elijah, Elijah. He says, but I tell you, Elijah has come and they have done to him everything that they wished, just as it is written about him.
耶稣告诉他们,以利亚已经来到,他也任意待他,正如经上所指着他的话。
Now, how did John the Baptist die?
施洗约翰是怎么样死的呢?
Reverend Wei Kang preached about this passage, Mark chapter 6, in January.
韦康牧师在1月份的讲道中分享了这一段马可福音6章的经文。
John the Baptist died because he was preaching the truth.
他的死是因为他在宣告那个事实。
And that is about the sexual immorality of King Herod, who married his brother's wife.
也就是那个希律王娶他兄弟的妻子的那个淫乱的行为。
So just as there were those who accepted John's message and repented,
正如有些人接受了约翰的信息并悔改。
But there are those who will resist his message.
也有一些人会反抗。
So even if Elijah comes, he will also have to face suffering and rejection. That is Jesus' point.
即使是以利亚来了，他也不得不面对那些苦难和被人轻慢。
But thankfully, when we read Malachi's prophecy, Elijah's coming is not the end.
但在当我们读到马拉基书的时候，我们知道以利亚的到来并不是结局。
He is only the herald for the one who will come after him.
他只是那随他之后来的人的那先驱。
So now let's look at the Bible, go back to the prophecy in Malachi chapter 3.
我们再次回到马拉基书第三章。
Let's look at the Bible. It says here that after the messenger is sent, the Lord himself will come to his temple.
他说到在这个使者之后，主将自己来到自己的圣殿之中。
And when he comes in, after he comes to this his temple, he will cleanse this temple.
在他
Verse 2,
他的殿，他会洁净他的圣殿。
He will cleanse it like how a refiner cleanse it with fire, and how a soap will, you know, cleanse it.
他会就好像炼金之人的来熬炼他。
Verse 3.
第三节。
He says he wants to cleanse them so that they will have righteousness.
他说到他要熬炼他们像金银一样，那他们就要使他们得到公义。
Let's look at next verse.
我们看下一节。
He says he will do this so that, you know, this temple will be transformed. Everything will be pleasing to the God.
他说他要如此的做，因为他把转变为让一个让耶和华喜悦的地方。
Next verse.
下一节。
He's doing this because the temple now is not acceptable.
他如此的做是因为圣殿已经不能的情况是不能够被接受的。
There are widows and there are those who are fatherless.
有寡妇也有孤儿。
There are foreigners that are being rejected.
也有被排除在外的外邦人。
And so this is why God must come.
这就是为什么耶和华必须再来。
He has come to purify and to refine it.
他必须再来，他必须来洁净他。
Do you know how precious metals are being refined?
你知道那个贵重的金属是如何的被去熬炼吗？
You got to melt it down in order to remove all the impurities.
你必须将它融化，以便呢除去那些杂质。
And this is the ancient prophecy in Malachi, more than four centuries before Jesus.
这就是马拉基书中比基督早四个世纪的那个古老预言。
And we now see the same story in Mark.
我们现在在马可福音里看到同样的故事。
John the Baptist declared that there will be one that will come after him.
施洗约翰宣告说将有一位在他以后来的。
The one who comes after me is more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie.
那一位在他以后来的能力比他更大，就是弯腰给他解鞋带也是不配。
But unlike Malachi's prophecy, instead of the Lord coming to the temple to do the purification, what we see is the appearance of Jesus.
我们并没有看到主来净化那个圣殿，而是看到耶稣的出现。
However, Jesus did the same thing.
但是耶稣做了同样的东西。
In the past few sermons, we see how Jesus brought judgment upon a corrupted temple.
在过去几次的讲道中，我们看到耶稣是如何审判那败坏了的圣殿。
The temple is like a fig tree without fruits.
圣殿就像是一棵不结果的无花果树。
Instead of being a house of prayer for all nations,
它没有成为一个万国祷告的殿。
Foreigners are now excluded.
外邦人还被排除在外。
Instead of watching over and protecting all the poor and the needy,
他并没有照顾保护穷人和有需要的人。
It became a den of thieves with a marketplace of money changers.
反而变成了一个贼窝，一个兑换银钱的市场。
And Jesus had to come to destroy the entire temple system.
耶稣必须来毁灭那个整个圣殿的系统。
Driving out all those who were buying and selling there.
把那些在那边买卖的赶出去。
Overturning the tables of the money changers, the benches of all who were selling doves.
推倒啊，兑换银钱之人的桌子和买卖鸽子之人的凳子。
He would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts.
他也不许人拿着器具从殿里经过。
We see that the purification promised by Malachi has begun.
我们看到马拉基书所提到的那个净化已经开始了。
But just like John the Baptist, there is a twist.
就像施洗约翰有一个转折。
Jesus also faced suffering and rejection.
耶稣也同样的面对苦难和被人轻慢。
Tonight, we are faced with this story about his death on the cross.
今晚我们将看他在十字架上的死亡的故事。
The question from Jesus has now returned to trouble us.
耶稣所的问题再一次为我们带来困扰。
Yes, Elijah comes and restores all things.
对，以利亚固然先来复兴万事。
But why is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected?
经上不是指这人只说他要受许多的苦，被人轻慢呢？
It is no coincidence that therefore Elijah is mentioned again in tonight's passage.
所以今晚的经节里再次提到以利亚，并非是偶然的。
Let us look at the passage.It says here, at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?
我们来看马可福音15章34节，伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?
And then the people thought that, hey, listen, he is calling Elijah.
那边听到人就说，看啊，他在叫以利亚。
And then later, another one who bring a sponge filled with wine vinegar and offer it to Jesus.
然后过后还有一个人跑过去把海蓉沾满了醋递给耶稣。
This person also say, "See, come, let's see if Elijah comes to take him down."
他也说，且等着看以利亚来不来把他取下。
Brothers and sisters, where is Elijah?
兄弟姐妹们，以利亚在哪里？
Jesus didn't respond to those who were mocking him.
耶稣并没有回应这些戏弄他的人。
Because he already knows the answer.
因为他已经知道答案。
I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything that they wish, as it is written about him.
我告诉你们，以利亚已经来到，他们也任意待他，正如经上所指着他的话。
This day refers to the leaders of Israel at that time.
这个他们是指着当时以色列的领导人。
It includes King Herod, of course.
那当然包括了希律王。
But also the chief priests, the elders, the teachers of the law, the entire Sanhedrin.
也包括了祭司长、 长老、文士和整个工会。
They are the even tenants that is in the vineyard in the story in Mark chapter 12.
他们就是马可福音十二章里的预言所指的那个葡萄园的邪恶租户。
The tenants who said to one another, "This is the heir, come, let's kill him, let the inheritance be ours."
那些原户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。
Even Pontius Pilate knew about this.
甚至于本丢比拉多也知道这一点。
In chapter 15, verse 10, he says that he knows that it is out of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him.
在马可福音十五章十节，他说到他也晓得祭司长是因为嫉妒才把耶稣解了来。
The only thing that mattered to these leaders is that the vineyard must belong to them.
这些领导们他们所注重的是那葡萄园必须是属于他们的。
But for Jesus, the kingdom belongs to God.
但是对于耶稣来说，王国是属于上帝的。
The king has not come to serve his own self-interest.
国王不应该只顾着自己的利益。
And this is why Jesus said in chapter 10, verse 45, even the Son of Man did not come to serve, come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这也是我们在马可福音十章四十五节看到，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
So at the cross, the mockery of these people really show their thought process.
因此在那个十字架上，这些人的戏弄，充分的显露出了他们的想法。
Let us look at the Bible in verse 29.
我们来看圣经，第二十九节。
He says, those who pass by howling insults at him, shaking their heads, say, "Hey, I thought you are the one who wants to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days."
从那里经过的人辱骂他，摇着头说，哎，你这拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的。
He says, "Hey, come down from the cross, save yourself."
你自己从十字架下来吧，救自己吧。
And then the other chief priests, leaders, they all say this, oh, he saved others, but he can't save himself.
那其他的祭司长和文士也这样说啊，他救了别人却不能救自己。
Save yourself, save yourself.
救你自己，救你自己。
This is the thought process of someone who's only interested in self-interest.
这是那些只顾着自己利益的人的想法。
The religious leaders had to kill Jesus because they thought that they were saving themselves.
宗教领袖必须杀死耶稣，因为他们认为他们正在拯救自己。
They want the vineyard.
他们要那葡萄园。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that a reflection of our world today?
兄弟姐妹们，这不是正反映了我们当今世界的情况吗？
No matter what is the situation out there, everybody just want to save themselves.
不管什么情况，每个人都只想救自己。
But there is a saying, you cannot lose what you never had.
但有一句话说，你不会失去你那从未拥有过的东西。
The temple does not belong to them.
那圣殿并不属于他们。
The vineyard does not belong to them.
葡萄园也不属于他们。
So on that very night, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom.
在那一天晚上，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The religious leaders thought that they could save themselves by stealing the vineyard from God.
那些宗教领袖认为他们可以通过从上帝那里偷走葡萄园来拯救自己。
But on that very night, the curtains of the temple, which separated the Holy of Holies, is now broken.
但是在那天晚上，圣殿里分割至圣所的幔子裂为两半。
A temple with a broken Holy of Holies is as good as totally destroyed.
破碎至圣所的圣殿，它被毁坏了。
Let us look at the Bible again.
我们再一次来看圣经。
In Mark, the only recorded words of Jesus on the cross is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
在马可福音书里，在唯一有记录在耶稣在十字架上唯一有记录的话是，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Of course, the rest of the gospel have other verses.
当然，其他的福音书里有其他的经节。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
The answer to this question is found in Psalm 22.
这个问题的答案就在诗篇第22篇。
This is the moment where a lifelong trust of God is being put to the test.
这是考验对上帝一生的信靠的那个时刻。
If you think that the question is heartbreaking, the next verse is even more heartbreaking.
如果你觉得这个是非常让人心酸的，下一段将是更加的令人心酸。
Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish?
为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。
My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, I find no rest.
我的神啊，我白日呼求，你不应允；夜间的呼求，并不住声。
God feels so far away because his silence is like the empty echoes of deep space.
上帝感觉是如此的遥远，因为他的沉默就像深空的空荡回荡。
And in contrast to the silence of God, the attackers and their mouths have formed a barrier that separated him from God.
和上帝的沉默对比，那些攻击者和他们的话成了将上帝与耶稣分隔开的那个屏障。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们，
something is only true and real if it is able to bear the testing.
只有能通过测试的才是真实的。
This psalm is powerful because it speaks very plainly about the situation that many God lovers face.
这篇诗篇之所以有能力，是因为它清楚地讲述了许多爱神的人所面对的情况。
And we have to be honest with the truth.
我们必须坦诚地面对事实。
Especially in times like this.
特别是在我们当今的这个情况。
The fact remains that at this very moment, our troubles feels a lot nearer than God.
事实就是在这一刻，我们觉得我们所面对的苦难比上帝的更加的近。
And if you have been faithful and trusting to God,
如果你一直都忠于并信靠上帝，
you have every right to cry out to God, just like what is said in this psalm.
你就有权向上帝呼。
In fact, so many of the psalms are lament psalms.
有许多的诗篇都是哀叹的诗篇。
Life is not just praise and worship.
生命不仅仅是赞美和那个崇拜。
There is no shame in a lament.
哀叹并不羞耻。
You can continue to believe in your relationship with God, even though it is tested to the very extreme, to the very end.
即使不断的受到了许多的考验，你仍然可以继续信靠你与上帝的关系。
And that is how I interpret the cry of Jesus on the cross.
这就是我如何诠释耶稣在十字架上的喊叫。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神啊，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Of course, Jesus' trust in God is true.
耶稣对上帝的信号是非常的真实的。
His relationship with God is also true.
他们的关系也是真实的。
His identity as the Son of God is also true.
他作为上帝的儿子的身份也是真实的。
But his persecution and suffering is also true.
但他所遭受的迫害也是非常真实的。
The denials of the mockers were a lot nearer than the remoteness of God.
戏弄者的自欺远比上帝的遥远更加的近。
And so his lament deserves an answer.
所以他的哀叹应该得到一个答案。
When we look at the Bible,
当我们看圣经，
we see that with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.
我们看到耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
And what happened?
啊，接着发生什么事？
We see that the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom.
我们看到殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died. He said, "Surely this man is the Son of God."
那对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样的喊叫断气，就说，这人真是神的儿子。
Tonight, as we come together to reflect on the death of Jesus Christ,
今晚当我们聚在一起来思考耶稣基督的死的时候，
Let this imagery of this torn temple curtain stick in our minds.
让那殿里的幔子裂为两半的这个景象深深的烙印在我们的脑海里。
The barrier between the Holy of Holies and all mankind has now been torn apart.
至圣所与人类之间的那个屏障已经裂开。
Just like the parting of the Red Sea.
就像红海分开一样。
The way, the truth, the life is now before our very eyes.
摆在我们眼前的是道路、真理和生命。
In our Christian journey, perhaps in moments like this, there are many times that we feel that God is so far away from us.
在我们的基督徒的旅程中，我们都会多次的感到上帝离我们是如此的遥远。
Especially in moments of troubles like this.
尤其是在遇到苦难，就好像现在的这个时候一样。
Our faith and trust is being tested.
我们的信心会受到考验。
Even Jesus felt that alienation, the distance from God.
就连耶稣也感到和上帝的距离，那个疏远。
But now the temple curtains have torn.
但现在那个圣殿里的幔子已经裂开了。
And that is God's answer.
那就是上帝的答案。
God is no longer far from us.
上帝不再离我们很远。
Nothing now separates us from God.
现在也没有什么能使我们与上帝分开。
To all who doubted our relationship with God,
对所有怀疑上帝与我们的关系的人，
In Jesus Christ, we can now be sure.
我们在靠着耶稣基督可以确定。
Like the centurion, when they look at us, they must say that this person is the child of God.
就像那个百夫长，当他们看到我们的时候，他们会说，这人真是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is not about making us sad or, you know, painful.
耶稣在十字架上的牺牲不是要让我们伤心或者痛心。
It is to make us convicted that this is the way to God.
而是要让我们确实的知道这就是那道。
His victory over sin and death is to give us hope that this is the way.
他战胜罪恶和死亡是为了给我们这就是那道的那个盼望。
The question is, will you follow him?
问题是你会跟随他吗？
Will your life be measured by your victories over others, or would it be about blessing upon others?
你的生命将会被衡量为胜过他人，还是会被衡量为对他人的祝福呢？
Would you give up your self-interest and acknowledge that we are all just mere servants in God's kingdom?
你会放弃自己的利益，并承认自己是上帝王国的管家吗？
Would you be willing to uphold the truth and justice even until death?
你愿意维护真理和正义一直到死吗？
In the end, would you give your life to be a servant of God?
最后，你愿意献出自己的生命成为上帝的仆人吗？
Because at the end of the day, will people look at your life and say the same, this person is a child of God, the son of God?
因为到了最后，人们会看着你的生命，然后说，这个人肯定是上帝的儿子。
I believe that we will, but only when we choose to believe and follow Jesus.
我相信我们都会的，但我们必须相信并跟随耶稣。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, help us. Help us when we say that we believe, but help our unbelief. That in times of suffering, in times of persecution, help us to turn to you for strength. And know that, Lord, you are never far away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.